The following podcast is brought to you by Stuff. If you enjoy Stuff, visit www.heystuffisgreat.com and enter promo code WACKY for your free trial of getting Stuff. You can get all kinds of stuff, so make sure you get yours today. If you enter the promo code by 6 o'clock on the day you're listening to this, you get all the stuff for half off. Once again, that's www.stuffstuffstuff.com, and make sure to enter the promo code FUCKFACE to get half off your stuff.
Seven Land Productions presents to you Cop Doctors, Episode 5, Bus Stop.
Think the captain wants to see us about?
It has to be about Shifty Susan.
Aw, man, do you think he'll be mad that she got away again?
Probably. Captain's always mad.
Case in time, at it again, cop doctors! They're on their way to see the captain, but suddenly, out of nowhere, fucking flat tire, wouldn't you know that?
Crap, got a flat tire!
Aw, man. The captain is not gonna like this.
I don't think we even have a spare.
Should we burn the car and run off?
That's always an option, but right now, let's try and get to that tire shop across the street. See if we can buy one.
Alright, but I'll have my kerosene and matches ready.
Good.
Case in time decided to check our tire shop across street for the new tire. But if the tire shop didn't have right tire oil, it was too expensive, they would just burn the cop car and blame it on the whites.
Well, hello there. How can I help you?
Word on the street says this is a tire shop.
Are you talking about the sign outside?
Listen, buddy, don't get snippy.
Oh, sorry.
We need a tire and we need one AFAP.
Do you mean ASAP?
Do I mean ASAP? Do you hear this guy, Time?
What the hell's wrong with you, buddy?
AFAP, as fast as possible.
Why don't you just say ASAP like most people?
Because I ain't like most people, motherfucker.
Okay, slap guy around like a little bitch.
Oh! 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 Stop! Please! Oh my god!
Ow! You slapped me, Case.
Sorry, Time, my hand ricocheted off this fat fuck's cheek.
Just take any tire and go.
Why, thank you, good sir. You're so nice.
Here's one.
All right, well, let me change this real quick and we'll be on our way.
As Case was changing out tire, Time saw a strange man staring at him at the bus stop. The man with suit, tie, and some dope-ass fucking shoes. Listen.
Can I help you?
You sure can. I have a question to ask you. Bring those biceps over here.
Case, I'll be right back. There's a weird guy with a question at the bus stop.
Don't be long. I'm gonna have this tire changed out in no time. If only I can find the KY in these lug wrenches.
Okay. What can I help you with?
I just have a question, and it may seem like an odd question at first, but I would like it if you would take it seriously. Maybe ponder about it for a little while?
What's the question?
Would you let me inside you if I gave you some money?
What? No!
Come on, you didn't even ponder it.
I'm not a prostitute.
I think it's pronounced gigolo, big guy.
Are you gay?
No, not at all.
Bye?
Oh, you're already leaving.
No, I meant, are you bi?
No, I've been with women my whole life and really don't plan on changing that anytime soon.
Except this time.
Well, yeah, just this one time.
I don't get it.
Listen, I'm not gay or bi.
Then why?
I saw your big strong arms walking from the tire shop carrying that big old tire, and I thought, you know what? Fuck it.
You looked at me and thought, why not ask?
No, silly goose. I looked at you and thought, fuck it. I want to fuck it, it being you.
This is all very weird.
I understand that, but I'm willing to pay money. I'll pay a decent amount. Guys would kill for you in prison.
No, I don't want to.
Come on, it could be fun.
No, it most likely won't.
I know this is weird, and I'm sure it doesn't happen often.
Ever. This has never happened to me. Ever.
Really? Well, now I'm shocked.
You're shocked that this is the first time that a heterosexual man asked me for sex at a bus stop?
I mean, it's had to happen at least one other time.
No.
What about your friend there?
What about him?
Has it ever happened to him?
I don't think so. I mean, he's never mentioned it. You want me to call him over? I think he needs money.
No, I don't want to fuck him. I want to fuck you, silly goose.
But I don't want to fuck you.
I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this.
It is a big deal.
I have cash.
That's not the issue.
Then what is the issue?
If you don't know what the issue is...
Oh, so you're saying that I'm not good enough? Look at me. What's wrong with me?
Nothing. You're probably a very nice guy. A little forward, but nice. I just don't want to sleep with you.
Oh, there wouldn't be much sleeping going on, you know what I mean?
This is so awkward.
Time, I'm done. Let's go.
I gotta go.
Just like that, you're leaving?
I have a place to be.
But we're friends now.
No, I don't think we are.
You're not even gonna shake my hand?
At this point, I really don't want to.
This is really ridiculous.
I know.
Fine, leave. But if you ever change your mind about me going a couple knuckles deep in your stink star, just come and visit. I catch the bus every morning.
And you're really not gay?
No!
Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
Just remember, I'll always be here.
Okay, sure.
Bye now.
You're bye now?
No, I was saying goodbye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
What took you so long? We're late.
You see that guy getting on the bus?
Yeah.
He wanted to fuck me.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to fuck me for money.
How much?
He didn't say.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Why?
When I was changing out the tire, I noticed the other back tire was bald. We really need to replace it.
I wouldn't use my fuck money to fix the car.
Oh, okay, so all the money you make fucking dudes you get to keep? Oh, that's how it is?
Yeah.
Fine. Just don't ask me for any money next time I fuck a dude.
Wait, what?
If I fuck a dude. I mean, if. It's a strong if I were to fuck a dude, which I definitely said if. Let's just go.
Just in time and just in case, got to precinct way late. They were scared of what Captain Hiltz would say. If he wasn't mad before, he definitely was now.
Great, the captain is going to be so pissed at us.
Time! Case!
What is it, Jimmy the Tech Guy?
Did you guys hear?
Hear what?
The captain is dead. He went out for sushi and he just kicked the bucket.
What?
And when he kicked the bucket, he didn't realize it had hot oil in it. It went all over his legs and burned him alive, like Anakin from Star Wars 3.
So he lived?
No.
But Anakin lived.
Okay, it was a bad reference.
So the captain literally kicked the bucket?
Yes, it was so frickin' literal.
Why was there hot oil in a bucket?
I don't know, I didn't ask. It didn't seem like important information.
Seems kind of important.
Case? Time? The captain wants to see you.
What's Barbara talking about? I thought Captain Hiltz is dead.
He is!
But they had his brother come in and replace him.
That fast?
There's a lot of crime out there. We need a captain always. He wants to see you two.
Okay. Well, hello there. I'm the new Captain Hiltz. You two must be just in case and just in time.
Oh, no. It's you. The guy from the bus stop.
Listen, I have some money here.
I don't want it.
In exchange...
No.
...for that booty. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out of here.
The offer still stands.
I'm going home to cry.
So, new Captain Hiltz. Yeah, Case? In all honesty, I think you should fuck you. Thank you, Case. You're a straight shooter. Means a lot.
Cop Doctor.
Cop Doctors. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin, Robert M. Lamb, Ashley Cardassano, and Nick Engelhard. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Soundsnap.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.